House will come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Excused.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman. Coleman, excused. Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Filer. Filer, excused. Freeman. Freeman?
Excused.
Freeman, excused. Gay.
Excused.
Gay, excused. Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson.
Excused.
Halverson, excused. Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hutchings.
Here.
Hutchings. Yagi. Yagi, excused. Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Excuse.
Crone, excused. Larson.
Excuse.
Larson, excused. Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
Mater.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas. Nicholas.
Excuse.
Nicholas, excused. Northrup.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Petruff.
Pieperinen.
Pieperinen. Pieperinen, excused. Reeder.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Walters.
Here.
Watt.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Winters.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Hutchings. Hutchings. Hutchings, excused. 49 present, 11 excused.
Prayer of the day is offered by the Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for this opportunity. I just wanted to take a moment to express deep sorrow that I have today. I lost a good friend and mentor named Joe yesterday. He's one of the reasons I actually represent the people of Wyoming. And he was an individual that always pushed me to make certain that I would excel at everything I did. And the thing about Joe was that he was Christ-centered, and he always showed up, and he always made certain that he did it right, even through failure and success. And so with that, I just wanted to honor him because I think of all of you and think of what you do, and you do it just right. So thank you for that. I wanted to bless you with Psalms 121. I thought it would be a good way to send you on your way home today. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade. At your right hand, the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you coming and going, but now and forevermore. And with that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and wisdom. You invite us to accomplish your acts of love, service, and kindness here on earth. Thank you for the privilege of letting us help you in your Father, in your Son's precious name, Jesus. Amen.
With that order of business, a journal committee report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of March 5th, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representatives Filer and Winters.
We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 302, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendment to the bill listed below. Senate File 116, expungement of felonies, ayes 28, noes 2, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 303, Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 79, Education, Student Data Security-2. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 01 report on the bill listed below by the vote indicated, ayes 27, noes 3, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 304, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File Number 11, Appropriation for the Legislature. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Noes 30, ayes 0. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee, Number 01, to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 305, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 30, compensation for persons exonerated based on DNA evidence. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by this vote, noes 30, ayes 0. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 307, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 28, post-conviction actual innocence. The bill failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above. Noes 30, ayes 0. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee, number 1, to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 308, the President appoints Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 28. The Senate conferees are Senator Schiffer, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator Burns, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 309, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park transfer of state lands. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 15, noes 15. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 310. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 97, Large Fund Economic Development Loans, ayes 26, noes 4, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 311, Joint Conference Committee Report, not adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 15, Business Entities, Enforcement and Penalties. The Senate failed to adopt the Joint Committee. Number 1, report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, which was noes 29, 1 excuse. Senate requests the House appoint a new conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 312. Conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 2 from the House on amendments to House Bill 15. The Senate conferees are Senator Case, Chairman, Senator Johnson, Senator Nutting, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 313. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 31, the 24/7 sobriety program. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, noes 0. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 314, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee, number 1, from the House on amendments to Senate File 39. The Senate conferees are Senator Christensen, Chairman, Senator Bebout, Senator Nicholas, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 315, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 11. The Senate conferees are Senator Nicholas, Senator Bebout, Senator Hastert, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 316, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with Light Committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 30. Senator Schiffer, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator Hicks, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
The doctor of the day is Dr. Jake Berenger, M.D. from Cheyenne, Wyoming. The nurse of the day is Ann Raggett from the Campbell County Memorial Hospital. Welcome to the House. Representative Baker, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got a couple things. One, I just wanted to update everybody about the informal resolution that we did here. It ended up with 81 signatures. That includes the governor. I went over to the museum to donate it, and they told me that they don't take documents, so they sent me across the hall to the state archives. So I filled out the form and released that document to them. It'll go through an acquisition board and then hopefully be acquired and preserved there. So I appreciate everybody's signature and discussion, and even those that didn't sign, thank you for discussing the issue with me. Next, I went home last night and got our oldest boy, Damon, so he could come down here and view us in action and be a part of the signing. But while we were there, we went to the women's college basketball game. They were playing for the division or Region 9 championship. And I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. And the reason why I bring it up is because our coach, Coach Schwartz, is retiring, and that was his last game. And that was probably one of the more exciting games that I've seen the whole time that I was there. They were down by about 15 points with about 8 minutes left to go, and they sunk 4 threes in a row and brought it back to within 2. And they ended up with the last shot with – they got the ball with 15 seconds and took it down and took a shot with a buzzer beater and missed it. But it was a very exciting game, so – I just kind of wanted to update you guys on that because our college was competing for the Region 9 championship to compete in nationals at the National Junior College. So we've got some great programs around the state in our community colleges, and I commend this body for supporting that. And then lastly, I want to introduce our oldest boy. Yeah, he's over here on my left and on your guys' right. His name's Damon Adams, and he's in the eighth grade, and he's getting ready to go to high school. So in preparation for that, he's taking health early so he can get something out of the way. He's going to be taking a class this summer so he can get a jump start on his college or on his high school credits. He participates in plays. He participates. He likes to do things like wood shop and medals. Yeah, Representative Gay got us some antlers, and he turned a couple writing pens out of some antlers, and that was pretty neat. So, anyway, this is Damon Adams. He has all those interests, and then recently we get updates on his phone, and his text messages have increased about probably 500-fold. He's got a girl that he keeps text messaging, so his mom wanted to make sure that I embarrassed him somehow. But anyway, this is Damon Adams. Could you welcome him to the House?
Welcome to the House. Chairman Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I won't be here probably next year, so remember your water. I don't want you to forget that. Brothers and sisters, I don't think I'm going to be back next year, but I wanted to express to you my... Kermit said I always cry. But my true appreciation for the 10 years that I've been able to rub shoulders with each of you. And I've made some really great lifelong friends. And I appreciate each and every one of you. You've been there for me through good times and some very hard times that I might not have made it if I hadn't had you at my side. And I just want you to know it's been a great experience, and I love each and every one of you. And good luck. Thank you.
Representative Kasparek.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I thought I'd share a little bit of my journey along your journey. And as you all see, I got this lovely little gift on my desk this morning. And my only regret is I didn't have time to take it home, paint it pink, and place it on the speaker's head. When I was a young lady in Gillette and a young man came home from law school, I was a county chairman, and we have, you know, a great celebration in Campbell County called the Pink Elephant Ball. That year, we decided we'd do something really special. We were going to just make everybody enjoy themselves, have fun, laugh, and we thought we needed a mascot. Well, guess who wore the lovely tuxedo and a huge papier-mâché pink elephant head? None other than our speaker. And he charmed Republicans from all over the county of Campbell to come and join in the celebration. And that was the start of a good friendship. We followed down the path, you know, through each other's lives, helping with each other's family issues, and have been great friends. And then he brought me along on this journey. And I want to say thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's been a privilege to serve with you. It'll be really different not to serve with you if I'm elected next year. But we will never end a friendship that has grown. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kasparek. I think the best $35 I ever spent in my life was your filing fee. Conference committees on House Bill 15 will be Berger, Chairman, Madden, and Goggles. Conference committee on Senate File 11, they didn't like all the fruit in that. Our Greer, Chairman, Harshman, and Lubnow. Conference committee on Senate File 28 is Gingrich, Chairman, Nicholas, and Stubson. Conference committee on Senate File 30, the companion bill, is Gingrich, Chairman, Nicholas, and Stubson. And the Conference Committee on Senate File 31 will be Petroff, Chairman, Lubnow, and Brown.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Larson.
Privilege of the floor, please.
Certainly.
Fellow representatives in the House, I know that you are all feeling just a little sense of danger in your seats today, because in the balcony to the south of us, we have the dread pirate Andrew, who is here. He has found gold doubloons. Show him your hook, Andrew. Andrew has found gold doubloons in our kitchen, and he is here eyeballing everybody, so walk with care as the dread pirate Andrew is in our midst.
Welcome to the House. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please.
Well, I know you all know the Will Rogers saying, I'm not a member of any organized party, I'm a Democrat. So your minority caucus was not as organized yesterday as we should have been to make some remarks about our friend the Speaker. So I'm going to try and do it today, but I'm going to start crying, so it'll be short. Don't worry. You know, Tom and I go back 40 years. I mean, that's sort of embarrassing to say, but not quite as long as the majority floor leader. I don't remember Tom when he was ring bearer size. But starting at about junior high, we were in a lot of different activities together, speech and debate, student council. We never dated. I just always like people to be aware of that. But his creative spark was there in high school, and it was kind of hard to find things to do in Gillette in the 70s that didn't get you in trouble, frankly. And if we did get in trouble, I'm not going to talk about it here. But Tom was always had this same quirky sense of humor that he's brought to his job as speaker. And I just want to say on behalf of the minority that he truly has been the Speaker of the House. He's treated us fairly, given us opportunities, despite our small numbers. And I think some of the best legislative work I've done during my 8 years here has been with Tom. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Let's cut that stuff out and go to work. With that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first joint conference committee report is joint conference committee report number 1 on Senate file 31, Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the adoption of the joint conference committee report on Senate file 31 and ask for your aye vote. If you recall, we had an amendment in there that it would be the 24/7 program would apply to first-time offenders. The Senate wanted it to only be on second and subsequent. They are pretty adamant that it needs to only be on second and subsequent. What we concluded was that we'll start the program, get it up and running, and hopefully next year we'll bring a bill to add in the first time. But the Senate wanted to see how the program works first before they expanded it to first-time offenders. So what the conference committee does is it deletes out the House amendment that made it for first-time offenders, so the bill will only apply to second and subsequent.
Any discussion? Discussion. We're voting on joint conference committee report number 1 to Senate file 31. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman, excused, Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingrey,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson, excused, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
excuse.
Crone excused, Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 2 no, 3 excused.
The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 79. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 79 and ask you to support the report. As you will remember, Senate File 79 is a bill that requires a data security plan for education data. We had in the House, we had 4 amendments, and the Senate had problems with House third reading amendment number 2, but they agreed to the adoption of Committee of the Whole amendments 1, 2, and third reading amendment number 1 of the House. So just to let you know what was not accepted, if on page 3, this whole plan requires a series of of things to look at in this report, and this amendment would have, the really problem was it created a, this amendment created a subsection K, which was a plan to require parental consent for release of data. And they simply believed that this was unworkable, and they could not support that position. I believe the bill is still important. I think it does some really good things. So we agreed with to pull that amendment and retain the other three House amendments. So I would urge your support.
Representative Hutchings, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to gently push back on the disagreements on the amendment, especially K. If you recall, 95% of us voted yes for this bill with these amendments. And I'd also like to have you remember the eloquent words of our speaker yesterday when he said that we're doing the people's business. The people want this in this bill, and I think we should fight for the people to get this in, and that's it, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, I still believe the bill has a lot of good features to it. I think what's important and hopefully what will come out of this bill is that we'll get a plan and a set of data that everybody can look at, and hopefully we can get this disseminated to districts and the public and parents so they can actually see what is going on out there, what's collected, what kind of plan there is for security, and maybe that will alleviate some of the concerns, and maybe we'll come back with some policy decisions later. So I still think this has a good opportunity to improve this whole issue of data security. Thank you, and I would urge your support.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee number one report to Senate File 79. The majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman excused. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Feiler.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson excused. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings, Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone excused, Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson, Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 8 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to Senate File 79. Third order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message 317, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 106. The Senate conferees are Senator Driscoll, Chairman, Senator Johnson, Senator Bernard, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 318, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 91, Digital Information Privacy Task Force, Ayes 20, Noes 8, 2 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
With that order of business, the signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for consideration is House Enrolled Act 54, being Original House Bill 21.
Enrolled Act number 54 from Original House Bill 21, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 54, being Original House Bill 21. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 55, being Original House Bill 37.
Enrolled Act number 55 from Original House Bill 37, an act relating to the revision of inadvertent errors.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 55, being Original House Bill 37. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 56, being Original House Bill 42.
Enrolled Act number 56 from Original House Bill 42, an act relating to school facilities projects.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 56, being Original House Bill 42. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 57, being Original House Bill 102.
Enrolled Act number 57 from Original House Bill 102, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 57, being Original House Bill 102. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 58, being Original House Bill 169.
Enrolled Act number 58 from Original House Bill 169, an act relating to Medicaid waiver programs.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 58, being Original House Bill 169. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 58, being Original Senate File 64.
Enrolled Act number 58 from Original Senate File 64, an act relating to public health.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 58, being Original Senate File 64. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 59, being Original Senate File 55.
Enrolled Act 59 from Original Senate File 55, an act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 59, being Original Senate File 55. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 60, being Original Senate File 41.
Enrolled Act number 60 from Original Senate File 41, an act relating to the Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 60, being Original Senate File 41. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 61, being Original Senate File 116.
Enrolled Act number 61 from Original Senate File 116, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 61, being Original Senate File 116. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 62, being Original Senate File 97.
Enrolled Act number 62 from Original Senate File 97, an act relating to economic development.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 62, being Original Senate File 97. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 63, being Original Senate File 3.
Enrolled Act number 63 from Original Senate File 3, an act relating to school facilities.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 63, being Original Senate File 3. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, could you come to the desk for a second? Thank you. House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. With that order of business of adoption of joint conference committee reports, the first one is joint conference committee number 2 on House Bill 15. Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I feel so privileged to be back here again on House Bill 15, so I move today joint conference committee report message number 239 to Amendment number 2 to House Bill 15. We have dealt again as a committee with the word be, to be paid, and the word been paid. And so we have now made that correction, and I think we are ready to go on House Bill 15. So I'd ask for your favorable eye on the concurrence report.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll. We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report number 2 to House Bill 15. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman excused. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson excused, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone excused, Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlett,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report number 2 to House Bill 15. The next Joint Conference Committee report is message number 294, Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 106. Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 106 and ask for your favorable consideration. Basically, what we did is asked the Senate to delete their amendment, and they agreed to do so, and so we're back to how the bill was when it left the House. And I'd ask for your favorable eye.
Any further discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to House Bill 106. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman excused, Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson excused, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
Yagi, aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone excused, Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlett,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes?
Aye.
Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 3 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 106. We're at that order of business of reading and signing of enrolled acts. We don't have any. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the House.
Certainly.
A year ago Christmas, my wife Lynn gave me a present, and I'd like to describe it to you, and I'm going to put it up here so you can look at it if we're going to take a break. This is a Chris Navarro bronze that says a lot of things. You can look at this cowboy, and the back of his buckle says lucky, and he's got a broken arm, and he's got a broken foot, and he's leaning on a crutch, and it says, I've broken everything but my word. Think about it. Look at it. I think you'll enjoy it. It's been a real treasure to have for us and our family, and certainly it's a rule that we who have the code of the West stick with. Don't break your word.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Oh, Representative Blake.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly.
I just want to report back to the House in the first annual House versus Senate karaoke contest that the House won.
Congratulations, Representative Blake and members of the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House is in recess until 2 p.m. Brothers and sisters, let me make just a brief announcement about where we are and what's happening. The bills that we're waiting on, there's four of them, Senate files 11, 12, 39, and 100, are over in the Senate. They have to act on them first because they're their bills. So they'll do their conference committee reports. They'll come over here to us. We will do our conference committee reports, and then the bills will be turned into bills, then we'll sign the bills, and then we'll call the governor, and that's the roadmap for the afternoon. Senate files 28 and 30, the Senate did not want to appoint a second conference committee on it, so those bills have died. So that's the status of where everything is right now. Brothers and sisters, let me give you a status of where we are. I guess we're at that order of messages from the Senate.
Message number 319, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 15, Business Entities, Enforcement and Penalties. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, which was ayes 29, no 0, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 320. Received from non-concurrence. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 0100, Business Ready Community Program Modifications. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 01. Report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 2, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 321, Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 106, County Firework Ban. The Senate failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 01, report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Noes 15, ayes 14. The Senate requests the House appoint a new conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 322. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 11, Appropriation for the Legislature. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 323, Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park, Transfer of State Lands. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 on a report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. There we go. Ayes 28, noes 1, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
That's it. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, here's the status. House Bill 15 should be signed here pretty quickly. House Bill 106, we receded to the Senate position, and then the Senate didn't concur with us receding to their position. We can appoint a second conference committee to see if we can give them anything more than everything they wanted. But we're down checking with the Senate right now on that one. Senate File 11, we've got a joint conference committee report that should be on your desk. Senate File 12, we have no report. You could say goodbye to that bill. Senate Files 28 and 30, we don't have a report from the committee. Since I don't have a report, I can't appoint a second conference committee. I've also been informed by the Senate that they are uninterested in a second conference committee on those two bills. Senate File 39, we should have a conference committee report. We do. And then Senate File 100, they receded from their position, and so we should be able to sign that bill. So the only outstanding work, if there is work to be done, is on Senate File 106, other than looking at these reports and deciding what we want to do on them. So the next order of business is signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is enrolled act number 64 from original Senate file 91.
Enrolled Act number 64 from original Senate file 91, an act relating to the administration of government and privacy.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 64 being original Senate file 91. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 65 being original Senate file 31.
Enrolled Act number 65 from original Senate file 31, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 65 being original Senate file 31. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 66 being original Senate file 79.
Enrolled Act number 66 from original Senate file 79, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 66 being original Senate file 79. I have so signed. The next order of business is adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first conference committee report is House Message number 275, Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 11. Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate File 11 and do ask for your aye vote. This was our feed bill. We had a couple issues that we worked out in the conference committee. It's a little difficult to follow. I think I've got it penciled out here. But we adopted these House amendments. And the one was a travel to other states to look at the Capitol to see what their technology systems are that will tie in with the work we're going to do here in the Capitol. The second amendment that was adopted was the deletion of the increase in our per diem that we had done on third committee. The next amendment that was adopted was regarding adding to the mural in the 3B upstairs for the Native American artwork. And after much discussion and the explanation of what we had done, the reasons why we had taken that out here in the House, the Senate agreed is we'll just leave that alone and see how the refurbishment and the project goes with the Capitol. The amendments that we did delete, if you'll bear with me. The first one, I'm going to skip down because we deleted it and amended it further. The second one was, again, it was a deletion of the First Amendment for the change in our per diem. This is why I had a hard time getting this penciled out. The next one, and this was probably be the one that's the most concerning for the House here, was a deletion of the large area compensation. We had set up a fund to pay additional mileage for those legislators that work in a large area. It was pointed out to us that in Article 3, Section 9 of our Constitution, it forbids us from increasing our compensation, and it says specifically mileage in that. It's a little bit unusual from the other provisions, but specifically mileage. And because this is in the feed bill and because we have senators who will be rolling into two more years of their term, the feed bill was not the appropriate place for this type of action. If we want to try to do something, we'll have to do that next year in a bill. So then, all right, what we did was amend further and carried on for quite a while our discussion of fruit. So what we did, you remember we adopted the amendment the second time around to just give alternatives when we issue new computers to look at different operating computer operating systems. And what we came up with was this language that we felt covered what this body wanted to do and had the adequate protections that the other body thought needed to be in place. So I'll answer any questions if I can.
Any discussion? Hearing none, and since you're ready to vote, we're voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 11. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart. Burkhart. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman excused. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Gingery.
Gingery?
Excused.
Gingery excused. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson excused. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Crone. Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden. Madden.
Excused.
Madden excused. Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Excused.
Moniz excused. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers. Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Excused.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 3 no, 6 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to House Bill 11. The next Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee report number 1, message 278 on Senate File 39. Representative Petrov.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate File 39 and ask for your aye vote. Ladies and gentlemen, this did not take away any of the sideboards, fenders, lockboxes, sideburns, corrals, lassos, or guardrails. It did not eliminate any of the bars against misconduct, moats around our assets, firewalls against viruses, prophylactics against unwanted consequences, helmets against unwanted concussions, or buffers against spicy foods. The conference committee basically affirmed our House position of adding stronger guidelines for valuation and appraisal. There were just a few structural changes to the language, so I encourage you to vote aye. Thanks.
Any further discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 on Senate File 39. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger. Blake. Levins. Flickrey. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman excused. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery excused. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson excused. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden. Excused. Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Excused. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters. Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 1 no, 6 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report to Senate File 39. We're now at that order of business of, or no, Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Folks, in the west balcony right behind you, I have three brothers, and the ugliest by far is sitting up in the balcony. I would like for you to welcome him to the People's House.
Welcome to the house, and as we know, you can't choose your family. For those of you who have ordered blue books, there are three more sets in the back of the chamber. If you do not receive your set of blue books today and you've already paid for them, please speak to Wendy Madsen to arrange to have them shipped to your home. We're now at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 59, being Original House Bill 15.
Enrolled Act Number 59 from Original House Bill 15, an act relating to business entities.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 59, being Original House Bill 15. I have so signed.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of floor.
Representative Nicholas.
I, too, have three brothers. And we know the ugliest one of my family is, don't we?
Brothers and sisters, I have the second conference committee appointed on Joint Conference Committee Number 2, but if it's pointless to do that, I don't want to make that appointment and waste our time. So instead, the House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. We'll find out what happens with Senate File 106, and I will keep you posted, unless there are other privileges of the floor. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege four.
Certainly.
I think there's room for one more Tom Lubnow story. And I'd like to take you back to 1953 when a 17-year-old whiskey and beer drinking chain smoker showed up at the University of Wyoming on campus. And one of the people he ran into was Tom Lubnow. And Tom Lubnow says, "I think a fraternity would be good for you." And, in fact, that happened, and that happened to be Tom Lubnow Number 1. And I think that helping others started with his father and carried through to the son.
Thank you, Chairman Lockhart. Anyone else for privilege of the floor? The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, the sponsors and two-thirds of the conference committee on Senate File 106 went to discuss, or House Bill 106, went to discuss House Bill 106 with the Senate. We could stay here for 2 or 3 weeks fighting over it, or we could go home and and so the sponsors have decided to fight. No, they've decided that for this year we'll just let that go. So here's where we are. We just adopted a couple conference committee reports. They have to go to the Senate because they're Senate files and have those bills signed into law. They'll come over here. We'll sign the enrolled acts over here. Then we will call the governor. He'll give us a nice farewell speech, and then we're done. So the House will stand in ease until the sound of the gavel, and that will be when we get those two enrolled acts that we just approved back for us to sign. House will come to order. With that order of business of signing enrolled acts, the first enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 67, being original Senate File 100.
Enrolled Act 67 from original Senate File 100, an act relating to business-ready community program.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 67, being original Senate File 100. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 68, being original Senate File 11.
Enrolled Act Number 68 from original Senate File Number 11, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 68, being original Senate File 11. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 69, being original Senate File 39.
Enrolled Act Number 69 from original Senate File 39, an act relating to state lands.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 69, being original Senate File 39. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature 2014 budget session be indefinitely postponed.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By your vote, the motion is passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Senate be informed that the House of Representatives of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature 2014 budget session has completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You have heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. I'm directing the House Chief Clerk Patty Benskin inform the Senate that the House of Representatives 2014 budget session of the 62nd Wyoming Legislature is ready to adjourn. We have a message from the Senate.
This is the last message, Mr. Speaker. This is to inform you that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn. The Senate adopted the following motion, that the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. That if no such time is established before December 31st, 2014, the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned, signed, I, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative General Session, 63rd Wyoming Legislature, shall convene on the 13th day of January 2015 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. That the Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. That if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned, signed, die. Signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the Governor that the House has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and to escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the House chamber.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Representative Blickery and Kasparek, please inform the Governor that the House of Representatives has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and escort His Excellency Governor Meade and the First Lady to the House chamber. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. House will come to order. All rise, please.
Here we are.
Mr. Speaker, it is my pleasure to announce His Excellency, the Governor of Wyoming, Matthew Mead, and Mrs. Mead.
Governor Mead, on behalf of the members of the House of Representatives, welcome.
Thank you all very much. Please take a seat. Thank you for having me. On Tuesday, I was informed that you all were going to be done on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I was told you were all going to be done early Thursday morning. And so the good news is, the very good news is, we watched the clock today. What was a 50-page speech has turned into something much shorter. So I hope you're happy about that. I want to say, Mr. Speaker, always such a great privilege to be here. And thank you for giving me a little bit of your time today. I know you've all been at this a long time, and I know you've put in a lot of work and a lot of hours. And I won't hold you up from getting back to your families and friends very long. But let me just say, as I've said before, how much I appreciate having a citizen legislature in Wyoming. You all have agreements and disagreements with one another, and agreements and disagreements with the executive branch. But what a remarkable thing is, you leave your family and your homes and sacrifice your businesses to come down here and serve the people of Wyoming. And I hope all around Wyoming people recognize what a great service it is and how well we do things in Wyoming. When I have bill signings, I ask all of you to give some explanation of the bill, and occasionally that leads to how a bill came into effect. And it is not a rare story for us to hear that you, as a House member, were contacted by an individual citizen who said, here's an issue that needs to be addressed, and that you take that up, or a committee takes it up, and in short order, it is resolved. I can tell you that doesn't happen very many places, where citizens can have that level of contact with all of you, that you listen, you pay attention, and you try to address that. That's a remarkable thing, and it is a great, great strength of Wyoming. So I thank you for that, and I want to thank you all also, as I recognize during especially the early part of the session, you know, I was hitting maybe five or six receptions on some nights, and the remarkable thing was that you all were working such late nights that I would go into such and such reception, and I was the only game in town. And I want you to know I spoke well of all of you. And I was very even-handed on, this is my side and this is the legislature's side on this. But you got some great things done. I had a press conference earlier this afternoon, and I would say, as I said to them, I think it's been a tremendous session in terms of the budget. In my State of the State, I tried to do an analogy that if Wyoming was a stock that could be traded on the exchange, wouldn't be one we would certainly want to invest in. We have the minerals, we have ag, we have tourism, we have wildlife, we have beauty. We also have a conservative state that is fiscally responsible. If you looked at us as a stock and you did an analysis, you would say this is the place that we want to invest. We have all that, and we also have citizens that work hard every day keeping the state of Wyoming strong. We have citizens that care for their families. We have citizens that every day are looking for new ideas on how to improve the quality of life, not only for themselves, but for all of us. That is a strong stock. And with this budget you all have put forward, you have invested. You have invested in Wyoming. And how you've invested will not only pay returns for the next 2 years, but for many, many years to come. You invested by investing in local governments. You recognize, as do I, that the best government is that closest to the people. And that is local government level. They know which potholes need to be filled. It's where the jobs are created. It is where people live. And you've invested heavily in local government, and it will pay great returns. You've invested in the unified network. I read earlier today that the United States, the country that created the Internet, is about the middle of the road in terms of speed of Internet. But in Wyoming, we have a different vision. We recognize the value of Internet and telecommunications, teleeducation, and telemedicine, and we're investing. We are going to set a standard for other states, and the unified network gets us a long ways down that road to allow us to have incredible increase in speeds in our schools and in our state facilities, and it will allow a great opportunity to attract the private sector to expand that so that technology can continue to begin to diversify our economy in a credible way. So I thank you for that. I thank you for your investment in our state facilities. If we are going to have a state hospital, if we're going to have a life resource center, if we're going to have a veterans home, we've taken on a responsibility, and we need to have those facilities safe, and we need to have them efficient. They don't have large groups of people often speaking for them. And that's the time all of us have to say, even though they don't have people necessarily pounding on our doors in the hundreds, we have to step up and we have to say, this is a responsibility that we've taken on, and we want to do it in a good way. And you've invested in that, and we'll continue to invest in that, and I thank you for that. The University of Wyoming Community Colleges. First, the community colleges. We are so proud of our community colleges across this state. They do incredible work, and they are nimble. They can help in an incredible way working with industry to find out the needs, the training needs, the education needs, and they're remarkable. You all, in fact, invested more in community colleges than I did, and I am just fine with that because I'm proud, too, of our community colleges. At the University of Wyoming, we are doing some incredible things. For those of you that saw just this week, we had Halliburton come and offer $3 million to the University of Wyoming. Now, $3 million is a lot of money to all of us, and we recognize how far that's going to go. But it also is attached to another that we're going to have a total match of about $15 million from private industry. And it is not just the money. It is the recognition that the state of Wyoming is providing innovation and technology that is not going to be found anywhere else in the world. It is a recognition by the private sector that we are on the right track at the University of Wyoming. And you, not only with this budget, but with previous investments you've made, have made that happen, and you have my thanks. We also recognize, and we are proud, that we are the state that exports more energy than any other state. We're proud of that, not only of what it means to our citizens, we're proud that we are helping America in a profound way by providing affordable energy. We want to keep going with coal. Not just because it is good for Wyoming, but it is good for the country. And in order to do that, we should be more proactive than any other state in making sure our coal can be exported and making sure we're doing all we can on science, technology, innovation, so that coal is not only here today, but it is here for many, many years to come. And the Integrated Test Center is a start to that. It helps us, not only in the technology we hope to get at that time, but in terms of the message we can send to other states, to the Department of Energy and the federal government. We're not standing still. We are not going to have the future of coal defined by regulatory agencies. We're going to have it defined by our work, our proactive stance, and our belief that coal is a valuable resource and should continue to be a valuable resource. And we are doing that. Tourism is our second largest industry, and we see not only now but during the recession it continued to climb up. And tourism is such a wonderful thing, not only because it allows us to say to the rest of the world, come look at what we have here, but it also leads to great business opportunities. And you have again given a great investment in tourism that will help continue that strong industry. I'm partial to ag, as you know.
And again, you've provided help with regard to ag folks and producers, predator control, and I appreciate that. We have to recognize those things that make us strong in terms of revenue, those things that provide jobs to so many of our citizens, we should never take for granted. They are our golden geese, and that we have to continue to make sure they remain strong. And you all have done that. We recognize also that we take great pride in being independent. We take great pride in having a wonderful work ethic. And we also take great pride in helping out a neighbor. And when we recognize those who are waiting on the DD list, some for 4, 5, even 6, 7 years, that we can do better. And we have done better. Your work has helped tremendously to reduce that waiting list. And now it is our work to make sure that we, through the Department of Health, have a program that is realistic, that actually does not prevent people from getting the help they need. And we'll strive to do that. But it certainly started with this legislature's commitment to saying, yes, we can do better. And in fact, I think the whole state ought to be proud of your work on that. With regard to salary increases, we recognize our natural resources and how proud we are to have them and be able to use them in a responsible manner. But nothing works without the people. You got to have good people working. And I don't want to be a training ground for other states. I want to make sure as we move forward that the people we train, we invest in, are here in Wyoming, and they're doing the work that needs to be done for the state so that we can remain strong. You all have done that. And I again thank you for your incredible service. And let me close with this. Behind me sits a man, your speaker. And I am proud that you all have chosen him as your speaker. I met Speaker Lubnow in 1987 when I lived in Gillette, Wyoming. And I was at the county attorney's office as a young county attorney handling speeding tickets. And by handling, I mean losing speeding tickets at trial. And Tom Lubnow was immediately known to me, and one of the ways he was known to me is even then, when he and I were both much younger, he was involved in community service at every level. At every level, he was involved in community service. He was involved with the fire department. He became involved in Boys State and volunteered year after year after year for Boys State. His life has been a life of service to Wyoming. Speaker Lubnow, I know that we've been talking about you and celebrated these last few days. And let me just, if you don't know, tell you a little bit about Tom's history. First elected in 2004, he has served from 2005 to present, 10 years. House Speaker Pro Tem, House Majority Floor Leader, Speaker of the House, long list of committees including Management Council, House Rules and Procedures Committee, Energy Producing States Coalition, Council of State Governments, and in this all, you have done a remarkable job, Tom. So for those of you who are new, or for those of you that have served many years in the legislature and recognize what an incredible sacrifice it is, the man sitting behind me has sacrificed not only for the work here at the legislature, but in every day in his community around the state. And as we think what makes a great citizen, it's not the person who's the wealthiest, it's not the person who has the biggest name recognition, it is the person who cares enough to give of their own time to make sure their neighbor and neighbors all across the state are in a better place. It's a lesson for us all in terms of service. And so, Mr. Speaker, I am proud this group has chosen you for the leadership you have provided. I'm proud for the leadership you have provided. I'm proud to say you are Wyoming's speaker, and I'm proud to say you're my friend, and I thank you for your service. Thank you all.
Governor, thank you for your kind remarks to us, and Mrs. Mead, thank you for visiting us. Representatives Blickery and Kasparek, thank you for escorting His Excellency the Governor and Mrs. Mead from the House Chamber. We're not that order of business of the reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 6, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
There being no objection, the journal committee report is adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the following. Number one. That the House of Representatives, 62nd Wyoming State Legislature, budget session, adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the Speaker of the House of Representatives and by the President of the Senate for the purpose of calling the House and Senate back into session. Number two, that if no such time is established before December 31, 2014, the House of Representatives, 62nd Wyoming State Legislature, budget session, is adjourned sine die, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative General Session, 67th Wyoming Legislature, shall convene on the 13th day of January, 2015, at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Three, that the House of Representatives specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the Senate. Four, that if the Senate fails to concur in the action of the House of Representatives, under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion, by adopting an identical motion applicable to the Senate, the House of Representatives of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die.
You have heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion has passed. Representative Larson.
Our Father in Heaven, as we come to the conclusion of this 62nd legislature, we would like to give our thanks to Thee for the blessings that comes from service, from serving those in this wonderful state. Father, we'd like to thank Thee for the citizens of this state, for the trust that they place in us to represent them in this incredible endeavor. We're grateful for the leaders that we have who presided over this legislative session, and ask for Thy blessings to be upon them and upon their families as they move forward. Now, as we come to this conclusion, Father, we would ask that Thou would please bless the citizens in this state to understand our love for them and our love for this state. We would also ask for a special blessing to be upon all those men and women from this state who are serving in protection of this wonderful country, that they would be protected and watched over, free from harm's way, that we might be able to retain the freedom that we've enjoyed and that we strive to continue to enjoy well into the future. And Father, as we prepare to head back to our various homes, we had asked for Thy blessing to help us to travel safely, that upon arriving that we might find businesses and family and property in good condition, that we might be able to resume those occupations that we've left to be in service of this state. We dedicate this legislative session to the citizens of this great state and hope that it meets with Thine approval. And we ask for these blessings and give thanks to Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The House is adjourned.
Okay. Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you.